the person we have in the studio at the moment is a person I admire very greatly, and I say that because when you look at where you are in history, you look at the challenges that come with those positions. And I think if we talk about our Lord Mayor, Bob Dwyer, he is in a period of history where considerable change, in fact, a lot of change, is taking place in Parramatta. And I'm really delighted to have you here, Lord Mayor. Good morning.
Morning, Jim. Morning, Darren.
Morning, Bob.
Well, let's get straight into these questions, because if you go to Parramatta, and I lived at Ermington and I've been in this area for, still in this area, but, you know, for 60-odd years plus, to varying degrees, the change that's come about is amazing. And there's a couple of things I really want to home in on this morning, Darren, and that's really Parramatta Square. By Parramatta Square, what a testament and a legacy being undertaken by the current council and people before who had that vision. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. I hope all people get down there and have a look at Parramatta Square per se. You know, it's a fantastic big open space area where, you know, we have eight buildings when it's completed.
Where is it actually located, Lord Mayor?
It's adjoining, you know, Darcy Street, right at the railway station.
Railway line,
and
right.
It's a connection now from the railway station underpass directly through to the square. But Five Parramatta Square, as it's known, is really the future council building. And it's going to be one of the last buildings completed in the square. We still have numbers 6 and 8 under construction in the square, which is going to be the largest commercial building in the Southern Hemisphere. It's, as the builder calls it, the Big Mama. It's a fantastic commercial building which will employ lots and lots of people. But 5 Parramatta Square, as I say, it's the long-awaited building for the council. It'll be our chamber. It'll have our library in there. There's a whole lot of community spaces within there, and we're really it's something we've been waiting for a very long time. We've been out of our chamber now for about 3 years, so we're looking forward to get back in there. But look, Parramatta Square is a once in a generation infrastructure project. It's council investment in the future of Parramatta, what we call the Sydney's Central River City. It's a contemporary, sustainable community building and a cultural hub. It's anchored next to the historic Town Hall building. It'll provide contemporary expression that embraces Parramatta's past, present and the future. The building's a $130 million building. It's a final addition to the new Parramatta Square precinct. As I said, it's one of Australia's largest urban regeneration projects. The building will represent the city's civic centre as a place of pride, and it celebrates our rich culture and our unique heritage. The six-storey building will feature, as I said, the state-of-the-art library, a discovery centre and cultural heritage space, a ground floor foyer with concierge, with visitor services, council customer service and a cafe, as well as spaces for live performances. It'll have a multi-coloured digital facade for nighttime, and it'll have a community collaboration and creative spaces, as well as a chamber. So it's going to be a magnificent building.
And Lord Mayor, just when you were talking about nighttime, I want to congratulate you and your councillors, management and so on, for a very big award that you won, because that fits into and complements what this award is all about. The nighttime economy, we don't live in a world 9-to-5 anymore. It's 24/7. And congratulations for winning that very big LG New South Wales award just recently. And tell us about that, because that's an amazing concept.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Look, we're very proud to have won this award because people of the West will now see that Parramatta is a real city, a real 24-hour city in the future. And it's been a part of the plan of the council to develop the nighttime economy there. So we put forward that vision, to the local government association, and the awards were held only a week or two ago. And we won the local government 2020 planning award for its strategy, planning a 24-hour city. As I said, it's called the Parramatta Night City Framework. So a lot of work has gone into that Parramatta Night City framework by our staff, and I certainly congratulate everyone within the council who's contributed to that development. The framework explores ways in which we can grow and enhance the nighttime thing. Parramatta is growing coming out of the ground. If anyone's been down there, it's fantastic. But more importantly, particularly with places like Bankwest Stadium, people want to go somewhere afterwards. The young people want to get out there. We don't want them all travelling down to Parramatta, down to the city, down to the major city. Everything that they will want will be in Parramatta in the future, and so we're developing that at the moment. So our vision is for a 24-hour CBD supported by later training centres across the local government area, not just in the city, but some of our local suburban areas will have the same.
And I was just
thinking, Lord Mayor, how do we make it a social nightlife and not to be nefarious and for those sorts of things? When people think nightlife, they might think you're talking about hoons in the streets and things like that. So how do we make it social, and how do we make it a real vibrant culture for a nightlife?
Look, the council will be developing what we want to happen in the city, and of course we're the council, but I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who will develop activities in the night, not just for the young people. You know, as one of the older generation, I suppose I like to go to the Bankwest game, and then I want to go down and maybe have some food down at the in Eat Street, of course. But then I also want to go to some of our major hotels where we can sit in there and have some some music and piano bars and entertainment there that can kick on for quite a few hours. And probably by 12 o'clock in my age, I'll be going home to bed. But probably about that time, the young guys will be coming out, and we'll be looking to provide what we can for there. It'll be something that will entertain people, young and old. But that's still in the development stage, and as part of our plan, that's why we won the award, because I think they saw that we certainly had a vision for 24-hour.
So you think, Jim, the music will be more serenade for the likes of us
and then
a bit more rocky after midnight?
I think so. But Lord Mayor, in the context of that, and I want to put this out there, because I often go to Parramatta for a whole range of reasons, and being involved with Riverside Theatre, which I find a privilege, you see all of the things that are changing. They may be changing at different times, but it has its own challenges, Darren. But I think, success and the future benefits need, unfortunately, temporary disruption. And I only say that because, it annoys me a couple of things, or parking or those, but that's only temporary. And we need to have a look at, in 15 years, 20 years' time, what Parramatta will look like with the ferries and the light rail. And I want to just home in on that light rail.
Yeah, I was just thinking as well, the idea of, you look at Sydney and how the Sydney's transport system was created between the World Wars by Bradfield. That was very disruptive, but it's what we live by today. And the same thing is happening in Parramatta with things like the light rail.
Well, it's 10 past 10. We're here in the studios at Baulkham Hills on 90.5. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim. We're very, very fortunate to have our Lord Mayor. We spend a lot of time together in terms of monthly meetings, and his diary is really full. He's come to tell a story, and a great story.
And let's have a quick break, and we'll be back with more on Parramatta.
Alive 90.5.
It's 18 minutes past 10 and just ticked over 19 minutes past 10. Alive 90.5, Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
I think we're very fortunate to have the Lord Mayor sitting in our studios, as I said before, a very busy person, meeting after meeting after meeting. But not only the meetings, but the decisions, because decisions affect people directly and indirectly. But I know our Lord Mayor makes them in the best interest with his council, and makes it such that will leave a legacy for a better community and a better world. Lord Mayor, we were just talking before the break with regards to the light rail. Fantastic concept. How's it going? I know it's got its challenges, but and you've acknowledged that.
Yeah, Jim, look, the light rail is a challenge. We don't doubt that. But look, the City of Parramatta Council has long advocated for a world-class light rail network, so we welcome it. But when it's completed, it will transform our city and make it more accessible for people to work, live and visit. Look, we understand our disruptive construction has been for more than 100 CBD businesses, especially those on Eat Street. Even though Council isn't leading this Parramatta Light Rail project, we're doing everything in our power to help to support the community. We would certainly welcome and encourage any additional support the state government can provide to the local businesses. Unfortunately, the hardship experienced by the business sector during construction has been exacerbated by this COVID-19 crisis.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Look, just only last week, the CEO of Parramatta Council and I dropped in and spoke to some of the business owners recently to hear directly from them about the impacts of the construction by PLR. Council is implementing a number of initiatives to support the residents, workers and businesses during the construction period. We have a $3 million COVID-19 community resilience and economic relief package, which includes support measures like grace periods for CBD parking and short-term parking to enable click and collect. We've got Council's Small Business Grant Program. We've received 185 applications for the $2,000 grants and awarded 83 applications. So that program was $150,000 in total. So other initiatives the Council's trying to help the business, we're developing a Go Local campaign that puts a spotlight on local businesses. Look, we encourage all of our listeners to go check out the campaign at discoverparramatta.com/go-local and come support our wonderful local businesses during this challenging time. We've also implemented short-term parking and loading initiatives and the Spot Parking app to help people access these businesses. So, look, you know, we understand it's pain at the moment, but the results we're going to get at the end of the time, it's Council's vision to have that light rail. And when it comes through the middle of the city, it will be really fantastic for us. It'll take you out to the University of Western Sydney. It'll take you up to Carlingford. It'll take you back the other side to Westmead. It'll be an easy thing to move around, particularly when we've got Bankwest Stadium and that sort of movement of people. So, yes, we have to put up with this pain. But look, it's going to be worth the wait. Good things come to those who wait, as you well know.
I totally agree, and I hark back to what I was talking about earlier, Jim, and Lord Mayor, in that when George Street, when, say, Wynyard and Town Hall were built, George Street was a pit, a deep pit that they were digging to put the railway in and then cover back over. Hugely disruptive. At the time, you might have thought, my goodness, why are we doing this? Now we look at it, and that is key and vital to the CBD of Sydney, like the light rail be key and vital to Parramatta and the Metro as well. And Lord Mayor, if I may, another thing we can talk about that's key and vital to Parramatta is jobs and also being a government function centre. And we know that Parramatta has the Justice Precinct, and at the moment, there is a proposal going ahead to expand the Justice Precinct. Can you share a bit more about that and tell us more how that's going to also supercharge Parramatta as a CBD?
Yeah, look, we're going to obviously talk to the government about our Justice Precinct. We're pushing for a bold plan to expand the Justice Precinct in Parramatta CBD so that we have a permanent Supreme Court circuit and a law school there. Look, Parramatta's experiencing enormous growth and change, and our Justice Precinct has to change with it. We are the government's, we are the central city, the central river city, and the government wants us to expand. So the Supreme Court in Parramatta is something that's high on our agenda. Look, Parramatta's got the second biggest legal centre in New South Wales behind Sydney, yet it's only got 5% of the legal jobs in Greater Sydney. The Sydney CBD has got 71%. It's time to shift the balance towards the west. Look, the number of legal professionals living within 30 minutes of Parramatta will also almost double over the next 15 years. By expanding Parramatta's Justice Precinct, we see that we can make it easier for Western Sydney residents to access legal services. We can bring approximately 2,200 more jobs to our city. We're going to boost the economy by up to $350 million a year. We'll support and retain our local talent that we're growing out in the West, and we'll encourage new and innovative ways to improve the justice system. Look, under our proposal, the expanded precinct would include a permanent Supreme Court presence, a new law school, and a hub of innovative legal professionals who will come up with new and better ways to deliver legal services. So look, the Greater Sydney Commission has identified the expansion of the Justice Precinct in its future planning for the Greater Parramatta area. So we say this is the time for us to move. So we'll be sort of making arrangements to have a meeting with the Attorney General, both federal and state, and telling him how important it is to Parramatta. and the people of the West. That's where we got one third of Sydney's population live, Parramatta West. So we want the activity there. So we're going to try and have a talk to them in the foreseeable future.
Indeed, and it's important that we do have population here. So if we're putting services in other areas of the city, then it's not the right place to be. The place is to be in Parramatta. What do you think about that, Jim?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things has been a criticism when I was growing up was that if you had to or needed to do anything, you had to go to the city. Whereas the city now is in our back door, and we need those resources, that infrastructure that allows people to, as our Lord Mayor said, to live, work and play, that what we call the concept of livability, that people want to live in their community and celebrate that success, whether it be through study in universities, and all of those are responding to our area, the light rail for mobility. It's just a great story. Unfortunately, it's nearly cataclysmic in the sense that so many things are happening, but if you don't start them, they'll never ever take place, and in 15 years time people will look back and not know the things that went before.
Exactly, and you took the words right out of my mouth. Live, work and play, that's what I love to speak about when I hear City of Parramatta. And I am a resident of the City of Parramatta.
Yes, you are.
We are in Baulkham Hills, and I love the hills as well, and Cumberland that we talk to as well, but Parramatta is a special place in my heart. Now, Lord Mayor, you talked about the river and the River City, and I know there was a great announcement just the last week where you're down with looking at the Alpha Street Bridge, and I understand it's a great design. It's going to be the first diagonal arch bridge in Australia. Is that correct, Bob? And can you just share a bit
thanks,
more about
Darren.
That?
Look, we're pretty proud of this bridge. It's been a long time coming, I know, but more people than ever are now using Parramatta's Riverside Pass to walk and ride, especially now during the COVID time. So this design that's coming up, it's building its first true diagonal arch bridge. It's got a majestic arch that will be beautiful to look at, whether you're travelling across the bridge or whether you're actually travelling down the river looking upwards towards it. It's a project's one step closer to becoming a reality now, thanks to a significant funding that we've got from the New South Wales government. This Alfred Street Bridge will make travelling around the city of Parramatta and across the Parramatta River much faster, easier and safer. As you know, Darren, look, our population in the West, I keep saying it, we're growing rapidly, and this bridge is an investment in the future of our city. It will connect the Parramatta CBD with Western Sydney's University Rydalmere campus, and it'll provide direct access to the Parramatta Light Rail stop on the southern bank that's currently under construction. This will also link four key regional cycling routes. So, you know, we see this project very important. It's going to create much needed jobs, which, as you know, it's important as we transition out of the COVID-19 crisis. Darren, the construction's expected to start in early 21, and we hope it'll be finished by early 22. So we're going to be proud of this bridge. It's going to be a very iconic looking bridge and whatever. And we're hoping that we get it up as quick as we can.
And that comes on the back of the escarpment boardwalk as well, which I see is well under construction and due for completion early next year.
That's correct. That escarpment is the missing link of all the cycleways along there, but it's going to enable all of our residents to have that beautiful run along the river right through from the city CBD right out towards...
Yes, and if you're in Parramatta now, go and have a look. Stand on the Gasworks Bridge and have a look down. You can see that construction happening, and you can see exactly what it's going to be like and what a great walk and cycle you'll be able to have from the Parramatta River right through to Meadowbank and beyond. So it's really good.
It's absolutely fantastic. Lord Mayor, we're nearly coming to an end. We've got a couple of more things, but I'd really like to ask you again, and it's a question without notice, but what do you want to be remembered by? You've been very involved in your community, amazing what you've done, but in your hearts of heart, what are they going to say about the Lord Mayor, and in particular, Bob Dwyer, you'd like them to say?
Look, Jim, at the end of the day, I'm just a representative of the people, and obviously I represent the North Rocks Ward, and you listen to the people, and they tell you what they would like to see about Parramatta. And so I just see myself as being going down to the council every week and trying to implement the thoughts and the plans of the community. So if I remember for anything, it's that I listened to what the people wanted and we try to get them done. There's a lot of neighbourhood centre. You know, obviously I'm very strong on neighbourhood shopping centres. Yes. And I think if you come down to Winston Hills, you'll have a look at the Chisholm Centre shops. That's a major, major renovation. And the people in particularly in my ward in Winston Hills are so pleased to see it. It's invigorated and it's activated that area so much that the people who are employed there and the businesses are very, very happy. But as far as the city's concerned, we've had long-term vision to transform our Parramatta into the second major city, what we call the Central River City. And I would just like to, I may not see the finish of it because it's a longer term thing to 2022 and beyond, but if I can sort of continue the drive that we can get to see our vision for the city and at one day it comes up, I'll be very happy that we're well on the way to creating that employment in Parramatta that we all want for our kids, that they don't have to travel far, they can be entertained there. We've got some magnificent buildings in Parramatta and certainly things like Bankwest Stadium.
Two quick questions just to finish up on. We'd love to have you come back and talk about what's happening in North Parramatta, the precinct, because that's exciting. That's another world of development that's going to be knitted towards the character of Parramatta. And final question, Parramatta play the Rabbitohs tomorrow night. Who's going to win?
Silly question, Jim.
I know. Well, people know that I ask silly questions.
The Eels.
I'm just trying to organise the grand final march. We're in Parramatta. I'm just trying to find a street.
Love the optimism.
I do too.
Love it.
Lord Mayor, thanks for being with Darren and I on Spotlight this morning. Always a pleasure to have you. You speak with conviction. You speak with a presence. And we're delighted that you're leading the ship at the moment. Although through challenging times, you need strong leaders. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Look, we all love Parramatta, including me, so thank you for inviting me along. I'm always happy to spruik the how great it is.
Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Alive 90.5.